Ray's facing former Jacksonville Sheriff John Rutherford in the primary. The law enforcement veteran has the backing of most of the First Coast Republican establishment, including Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry. But that's why Ray says he might have a leg up with voters.
I've been hearing what people are concerned about. They are concerned about people that are having coronations of congressmen rather than elections for congressmen. And I believe that the citizens of this region will not be very happy at somebody being appointed as congressman.
In his announcement Tuesday, he focused heavily on trade and logistics issues, saying he has legislative experience to bring home the bacon from Washington.
There's a vacuum now in leadership in Congress. There's a vacuum actually over in Tallahassee, and our regional area is suffering from that.
Ray chairs the Duval Republican Party and leads the First Coast Manufacturing Association. Still, he's starting with a campaign cash deficit. Rutherford has already amassed $3 million in donations. But in a presidential election year, when Donald Trump's anti-establishment fervor is winning over Republican voters, Ray could benefit, with his immigration and trade stances similar to Trump's. GOP voters will choose between Rutherford and Ray on August 30th. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.